Hello, Audio Boom followers. This is Juanita, aka Herrera underscore Juanita, and my voice is back to normal. Yay! So I've been in Colorado for 7 days now, I think. I don't know, I flew in last Wednesday, it's Tuesday, so I think it's 7 days. Anyways, I've been here and I thought I was never gonna get better. I got a sinus infection like 2 days prior to flying, and I flew in with a sinus infection and this really bad cough, and I thought I had the flu, but the doctor said it was just the cough was because my sinuses were being drained into my throat, and so, like, I guess the stuff that was draining out was, like, irritating my throat and stuff. So, yeah, I had a really bad cough for a few days. Wednesday was New Year's Eve, and Chris and I just stayed in, you know, stayed home, and we made nachos. I did the audio boo on that. But before that, he had ordered pizza because I was, like, starving when I got here. And then we just kind of hung out the rest of the evening, and we watched the ball drop at midnight here, Mountain Time. And then I wanted to wait for Pacific Time New Year's, so we stayed up till 1. And, yeah, once that happened, we went to sleep. And then Thursday, I just pretty much kind of rested, but I started to get altitude sickness. For those who don't know, Colorado, or Denver actually, is a mile higher than California would probably be. So on top of having a sinus infection and this horrible cough, I had altitude sickness. So that was unpleasant. Thursday I didn't do anything at all. Chris went out to get some groceries and I stayed. I was not going to do anything. So, yeah. And then, oh no, he cooked the nachos on New Year's Day. That's why he went to get groceries. Yeah, my bad. Yeah, so that's what we had New Year's Day. And then Friday, we went out to the shopping center. It has like a bunch of places that I'd love. It has Buffalo Wild Wings, which is my favorite. It has Ross, which is one of my favorite clothing stores because they sell name brand stuff and it's cheap. And then they had a Petco, which is where I shop for Anissa's dog food. And then they have like a Carl's Jr. and a few other stores. Places that I'd like. So we took a cab to Buffalo Wild Wings. It's about 5 miles away from here. And from Buffalo Wild Wings, we walked across the shopping center and we shopped at Ross. And then we walked next door to Petco and shopped there for Anissa's food because I only brought food for a few days because I didn't want to carry like 2 weeks worth of food in my luggage. So that happened, and then we took a cab back, and by the time we got back, I was exhausted. The altitude gets me pretty bad. And then we just rested and stuff, and then Saturday, I don't think we did much. I think I just kind of rested. Yeah, we rested because we were going to go to Costco Saturday and we didn't end up going because I wasn't feeling up to it. So we ordered food and we just ate here, which, by the way, the food was amazing. It was this company, we found it through Grubhub, and it's called Food to You. And basically what it is, it's a nationwide company. You call them and they have drivers in different cities throughout the country. And these drivers go out and pick up food from restaurants that don't necessarily have delivery services. But these drivers go pick up the food and take it to you. So we got really good food from, like, this place called City Grill or something. It was kind of pricey, but I had not had such an amazing burger like that day. And the fries were awesome, too. So, yeah, that's what we did. And then Sunday, we went to Costco, and Chris got me a Costco membership. Yay! And we bought a lot of stuff there. And then we got back, and by the time we got back, I was totally wiped out. So he went and got some stuff from the local grocery store, that we still needed because we didn't want to get it, like, in bulk from Costco. And then yesterday, I worked a little bit from home or from here, and he went to work, and then I took a nap. So mind you, on top of having altitude sickness and a sinus infection, which I'm still taking antibiotics for, I have had trouble sleeping. So during the day, I'd get really sleepy and I'd take naps. And then I think that's what would affect me and I wouldn't be able to sleep at night. So yesterday I took a nap during the day and I told Chris, you know, I can't keep doing this. Like, I'd stay up till 2, 3, 4 in the morning and I'd get up with him, you know, when he gets up to get ready for work. And I just wasn't feeling it. So he's like, he gave me some melatonin, and he said that's like a natural, like, it helps you reset your time clock. So I took it, like, at midnight yesterday, and by 1 o'clock, 1 a.m., I was so sleepy. So it worked, and then today, I haven't taken any naps, and I haven't felt the need to do so, so it seems like it's working. Yay, melatonin. So yeah, guys, that's my little update. Well, little. It's a long update, actually, from Colorado, and I still have, like, another week and a half to go, so who knows. I get to see my puppy raisers, so that's the cool thing. But anyways, guys, I just wanted to update because I know a lot of you had been asking, like, on Twitter how I was feeling and if I was doing better and stuff. So I just thought I'd let you guys know that I'm feeling a lot better than I was when I flew in. Anyways, I'll talk to you all soon. Take care. Bye-bye.